Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this right here is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we're going to answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are not experts. We're podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
Now, look, I don't want to sound too desperate here, but please call us and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message, even just an emoji of an eggplant. I will take it. That number is 781-591-0390, or you can email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
It's true. And really, Kate does love getting those texts.
I do. And sometimes I like open them up when I'm sad and they make me happy.
Aww,
like I'll go to the Google Voice app if I'm like kind of feeling down, and I will see someone sent us a TikTok, and it just makes me happy.
Well, you know, you can also visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. And you can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password is serums. And please do sign up for the newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
I'm just rubbing some hard as hoof nail cream into my nails right now, Dora.
Oh, how are you liking it now that you've had it for like a week or two?
Well, it hasn't done anything to my nails.
Okay.
Like, it's not like all of a sudden my nails like grew like, you know, beautiful trees. I'm trying to think of a great analogy here. Trees is not the one, but it's not like they are suddenly like fortified and strong. And I try to be pretty consistent about it. I try to do it 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting at my desk. But I feel like I need a little bit more time to report because I did destroy my nails by picking off my gel, which I don't recommend.
As discussed.
Yes, which is a very bad thing to do for nail health. And I did it. I'm not proud, but I did it.
Now you're living with the consequences.
Honestly, the universe is punishing me with these scrappy old nails that I now have to hydrate with my hard as hoof.
Oh, boy.
You know, but it's fine. It's fine. I have another kind of obscure cream that I am very into right now.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this.
Okay. So maybe like a year ago, I tried microneedling. Mm-hmm. Now, why did I try microneedling? I don't really know. I think I was just in that place of the pandemic where I was like, I'm freaking out. I can go get microneedled. I don't know. I don't know why I did it. I did it once. Mm-hmm. Here's what it allegedly does. Helps with fine lines, smooths scarring, can improve texture. So it's basically a tool that these tiny needles like poke teeny weeny 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 like injuries into your skin. So then your face gets very like red and essentially heals itself.
Mm-hmm.
So after I did it, my lovely nurse practitioner gave me some of this magical cream to use. She pulled it out of a cabinet. She was like, this is French. You can't get it over the counter in America. And then put some in a tube. I put some in like a little container and gave it to me. And she was like, I want you to only use this on your face for the rest of the week. And I was like, what? Okay. And I looked at the name as she took it out and put it away. And I memorized it in my brain. I was like, remember this, remember this, remember this. And it was Biafine. Biafine.
Okay.
So I put this on my face after the microneedling and I felt very good. And then I did some Googling and it's apparently this like iconic French product that according to my internet searches, every French person has this in their medicine cabinet. It's like a,
you love an iconic French product.
I do, because honestly, my journey into skincare before we started this podcast began with me acquiring French pharmacy products. Like truly, yeah. I Googled how to be cool French girl and then it was like buy Embryolisse and Homeoplasmine and all these brands, and I did it.
And you had the Nux Wheel Prodigieux.
Nux. I love some Caudalie. I like my A313 retinol cream that I've still been trying out. I'm obsessed with the Aven cream. I mean, mm-hmm. I really do. I do like a French product. There's something like very, like, yes, it has that allure of Frenchness, but then they always look kind of like very clinical and for some, and like very old timey. And that also appeals to me. So this is this like really occlusive product that is used on burns, which is why doctors recommend it after after microneedling or after other procedures. Apparently people who are in treatment for cancer can use it on their skin after radiation. It's great for sunburns. But I just yanked it out of my closet after having it. I just like bought it and then didn't touch it. And then I put it on my face one night after washing my face. Now I'm not burned and I don't have microneedling right now, but I was like, well, what else do I have going on? Might as well put this French burn cream on my face. So then I woke up the next morning and my face was like buttery soft. And I was like,
Wow, okay.
And it looked very clear. And I was like, okay. And then I went and tried to do a lot of research because I was like, is this bad if I'm putting a sunburn, what's intended as like an occlusive moisture holding sunburn cream on my face? But it doesn't seem to be bad. It doesn't seem like it's commonly used as like a nighttime moisturizer.
Oh, interesting.
But, you know, as someone on the internet did point out in one of the things I was reading, like, isn't this part of the lore of La Mer? Was like the creator of La Mer, like, created a burn cream and then it became this like iconic face cream?
Mm-hmm. Does that sound familiar? I don't know. I'm not really up on my La Mer lore.
Okay. Well, I believe that is how it was founded. And I believe that is also part of Agustinus Bader's lore too. So I don't know if I shouldn't be putting this on my face and someone knows that, let me know. But I watched like dermatologist videos who said it was okay. I read a million reviews. I like almost feel excited for my next sunburn so I can try this because apparently you put it on the sunburn and it's like gone the next day.
Okay. Now, I'm not hoping for you to get a sunburn to try this out.
I'm not either. And I don't normally get sunburns, but my kids often get a little burn. So I'm like very pumped to whip out my Biafine.
This is exciting for you.
So if there are any other secret Biafine loyalists out there, like, get at me because I have been putting this on my face every night for the past like 4 days. It smells really good.
Yeah.
I want to go intern at a French pharmacy and like learn the secrets.
I mean, this could be a new career for you.
I also just want to go to France.
Yeah, France is great.
I just want to go to France.
I need to renew my passport.
Oh, yours isn't renewed?
No, it's been expired for like almost 2 years.
Well, you got to keep that fresh in case we need to get out of here.
I know. And I keep like reminding myself of that. And then like another article comes out about how long people are waiting for passports. And I'm like, ugh, it's like, what's the point?
Does Henry have a passport?
If I had just done it, I would have a passport by now. Henry does have a passport. Henry is the only one in our house who has a valid passport right now.
Stop. Are you kidding? Your husband doesn't either?
No, his passport also expired.
That really makes me chuckle. Okay.
So yeah, we joke that Henry can just be like, see ya. Hop on a plane to God knows where.
Well, I'll take him to France with me. I'll buy him a little baguette.
He would love that. And a little beret.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Just a tiny little French boy.
Imagine. Oh, he would die. I've actually been thinking, like, I need to officially add that to my to-do list. Just go to Walgreens. I had filled out the application and then I didn't have the photo. And then that just seemed like insurmountable for some reason.
It does feel that way.
Although I managed to get it done for Henry, but not for myself.
It's such a project. And even though like when it's done and it feels quick, it's like just the thought of doing it.
I will go to the Walgreens that is 3 minutes from my house, ask them to take a passport photo and have the photo 5 minutes later. It will take a grand total of 10 minutes out of my life. And yet, somehow, I have failed to do this.
Well, I want to just say two things. One, you need to do this because I feel like we do have a lot of world traveling plans that we've like alluded to on this podcast that we need to make a reality. And two,
yeah, that's true.
I am chuckling because in our show notes, you said that you were just at Walgreens getting photos printed.
Yes. Well, I've been thinking about Walgreens and photos. So
you were so close, yet so far away.
It's true. It's like, I'm going to have this passport for what, like 10 years? So I don't need to like get professional hair and makeup done, but like, I feel like I don't need to look like I just rolled out of bed.
Oh, you want to look like reasonably hot.
Okay. I want to look fine. Like I've had, My current expired passport photo is totally fine. When I was, I think I was in high school, I had a really bad passport photo, like truly bad to the point where sometimes people would look at it and look at me and like not be sure that it was the same person. Like it was bad. It was like the height of like a horrible haircut. I'm making some like weird expression. Like it just was bad. So I live in fear of replicating that passport photo. Anyway. Point being, yes, I recently had to put together this like family book thing for my son's preschool that's like supposed to help them, like if they, you know, if they're like missing us during the day, they can like take out their family book and like look at family pictures and stuff. And I was like, that's a cute idea that like is kind of a pain in the ass because I need to get like actual physical photos to put into this family book. Which, like, I haven't done except to get, like, artsy ones from Artifact Uprising, like, places that charge, like, $4 a photo. And I was like, wait a second, I think I can just get, like, same-day photos. Like, that is a thing that actually still exists. And turns out it's very easy. You just upload them to a website and then like an hour later you get a notification saying your photos are ready. So I was like, wow, this has come so far.
Technology.
Technology. I will say I ended up having to order from both CVS and Walgreens.
Oh, no.
I had initially gone to CVS and I am just going to say, whoa. Like I love CVS, but their photo situation is a total shit show. I do not recommend. I had several like mishaps with them that I was just like, I don't know. I give up. One branch is printer was broken, but like I didn't know until I called and was like placed on hold for 15. Like it was just like, what is happening? And then I finally was like, wait, Walgreens. And then they were very easy and managed to not fuck anything up. Anyway, I was just like reminded what a joy it is to actually like hold photos in your hand, to get that packet of photos and like look through them. Mm. Now, it's slightly different from back in the day when we used to bring a roll of film to the 1 hour photo.
Or a big plastic camera. Disposable camera.
Yes, or, you know, I still have a shoebox of disposable cameras that I never developed.
Ooh, that could be a fun activity.
I know. I'm like a little nervous. Like, what is on these cameras?
Yeah.
I mean, is the film even still good? It might have like disintegrated. Because you didn't know. And then so then when you got the envelope of photos, it was like such a surprise. And then sometimes you were like, oh, I was like, that was a bad photo. Or you were like, ooh, that's a great photo. And then you would get doubles and you give them to your friends. So it's like a little different now because I've like actually selected which photos I want to get printed. So it's not like they're a surprise, but it's still fun.
Yeah. And also it's like, strange, I imagine, holding hard copies of photos. That
yeah.
feels so, like, I don't even know if my kids understand that.
Totally. Also, because, like, we have, you know, Aura Frames was an advertiser for a while. And so we have their digital frame, which I'm obsessed with. And so,
yeah, I love it too. That's what we have.
That's like always on. And Henry loves looking at it. So I haven't been like, oh, I need physical photos to like show my son because they're already on the frame. But I don't know. I was just like, I was pleased to get physical photos. So that is my, as the New York Times Magazine says, that is my letter of recommendation for 1 hour photos.
1 hour photos. A recommendation from Dori Shafrir.
Yeah. Also, they're not expensive. At first, I was like, oh, these are expensive. And then like every website had to like 50% off. Like, the prices were fake. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Let us take a short break because we have some important things to get to from our listeners.
Oh my gosh, so much. Okay,
be right, all right back. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
All right, we have returned and we have a voicemail from a listener. So let's hear it.
Hi, Cat and Door. This is Dana. I'm calling from Florida. I just have to say, I grew up, I have red hair and freckles, and my entire life, it was always a struggle trying to find makeup that would not completely matte out my freckles, because I actually have grown to love my freckles, and now it's a giant trend to have them. But anyways, I figured out a while ago that the best thing that ever worked for me was simply just the tinted moisturizer and then a translucent powder. So I always start with the CeraVe tinted mineral sunscreen. And then recently I have found the Wet n Wild Bare Focus Tinted Hydrator. It's a tinted skin veil with hyaluronic acid and squalene in it. And I think I got it for like literally $3. So very affordable and it works great. It makes my skin glow, but you can still see my freckles and I don't look all washed out and weird and matted. So yeah, if anyone out there is struggling with makeup, and they have freckles, might I recommend the Wet n Wild Tinted Hydrator. I've tried some other ones in the past, but this one just feels amazing, lasts all day, and doesn't make you look all weird. So, all right. Love you guys. Bye.
Now, I just love a Wet n Wild recommendation.
Oh, same.
Right? Like, Wet n Wild is so affordable, and the quality is solid. And they have a big selection of stuff. And they've been cruelty-free from like from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Just another thing to like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, the name Wet n Wild, it's a little wild.
But, you know.
But I like it.
That's okay. Thank you so much for this rec.
Yeah, this is great. I might actually try this out myself.
All right. Well, we have another. We have a text, actually, I should say. Hey, Kat and Dor, I was listening to episode 190 today when you were talking about living less in black and white, and I realized I do that with working out. If I'm not able to work out daily or do a specific class or routine, then I'm completely sedentary. Like if I can't commit to yoga for 60 minutes at 5 a.m. daily, then I'm not a yogi, quote, and I don't even bother. My routine is tough to fit exercise into, though. I already wake up at 4:30 or 5 when my 2-year-old wakes up. I go into work at 7 and I leave between 3 and 4 to pick my kid up from daycare. Then it's a commute home, dinner, bath, bedtime, etc. before my husband gets home from work. By the end of that, I'm exhausted. Can you offer any advice for fitting in some physical activity? Thanks a bunch. Love you guys.
I have some advice.
I do too. I want to hear yours first.
Okay, this is based on my own life.
Okay.
I have two Great. Children. They are 2 years apart. They are now almost 11 and 8 years old, but they were small once. And my advice would be don't even worry about it right now and wait until your child is sleeping longer, because I think if you can fit it in, you know, on the weekends, or maybe taking like 5 or 10 minutes to stretch before bedtime, or if there's time to go for a walk before bedtime or something like that, great. But I also think that when you are a working and commuting parent, it is really hard. And a lot of times we put pressure on ourselves for things we just cannot do until our kids are a little bit older. Like, I did not feel like a somewhat functioning person until my youngest child was 3 years old. And so I would just say, like, I think weekends are the best, like, you and your spouse alternating and finding, like, you know, each getting some alone time to do whatever you need to care for yourselves. But I also think, like, you're working yourself. Like, this is a grind right now. And there may not be time. I realize that's not, like, actual advice, but that is what my own experience was like. Dory, I pass the mic.
I love that reframing.
Well, I mean, like, when would this they wake up at 4:30 or 5 when they're 2 years old? Now,
I have some suggestions, actually.
Throw
an
iPad in front of the kid and do, like, a 20-minute workout.
Okay, I'm going to propose some things. And, like, look, you might not agree with me, and that is fine. But the first thing I'm going to say, in my opinion, your 2-year-old is waking up too early.
Oh my God, here we go. Dr. Spock. That is a very dated reference.
It is very dated.
Anyone who's 60 and above will know what I'm talking about.
And look, I say this with the understanding that, like, some kids just don't sleep and it sucks. I don't know what your nighttime routine is with your child or what time they are going to bed. It sounds to me like they might be going to bed too early. I don't think they should be waking up at 4:30. So do with that information what you will. But that's how I feel. Is that wrong, Kate? Okay. And here's the other thing. I think your kid, you can also leave your kid in their crib or their bed for quite some time in the morning. You don't, just because they wake up at 4:30, if you can't get them to sleep later, just because they wake up at 4:30 doesn't mean you need to get them at 4:30. There's countless resources online. I am not a child expert. So look at Dr. Becky. There's lots of, resources online that will help you with, like, the verbiage to have this conversation with your child about why you are not getting them at 4:30 like you have been. And the other thing I will say is, like, it is okay. Just because you have been getting them at 4:30 doesn't mean you can't change. Like, you can change things. This is not set in stone. So that's one thing. The other thing, I did not see any mention in here of your husband's role in all of this. Like,
just before my husband gets home from work at the end there.
Yes, that's it. But I didn't see any mention of, like, what are they doing in the morning? do they leave for work at 5? Like, is that why they can't help out in the morning? Like, could they get your child 2 mornings a week to give you the time to work out? Like, just throwing that out there. I don't know what your schedules are. I don't know what your husband's schedule is. But I feel like if this is something that is important to you, and, you know, with the caveat that I think Kate is totally right, that, like, you can just let this be. But if you don't want to let this be, I think it is worth having a conversation with your husband about how he can support you in helping to make this time for yourself.
I like what you're saying, Dory. I also just wanted to circle back to something I mentioned, which was throw a screen in front of your kid's face if it gives you 30 minutes
totally.
To yourself.
Yes.
There is no shame in a screen.
I agree with this too.
If they will take it, you know, I know some kids are not. My kids were very swayed by Dora the Explorer and Daniel Tiger at that age. So, but not every kid's going to like sit in front of a TV for 30 minutes. I get
right.
that.
Right, right, right.
Okay. Wow. Let us know. Give us an update on this one.
I can't wait for the angry emails that we're going to get about this.
Well, you really took a stance. You came in firm, and people aren't always going to agree.
No, I know.
The only caveat I will add is that parenting is so individual. Like, we can't gather much information from a 150-word text
totally.
Message. Like, who knows what your child's needs are, or your needs are, you know? So, like,
yes.
Take all of this with the grains of the salt.
Thank you, Kate. Yes.
You know, take just, like, and because, again, we can never know, and my experience is different from Dory's, which is yes. different from yours, etc.
But, you know, I'm giving...
But in conclusion, do what Dory said.
No, I'm just saying, I'm giving my opinion, and you don't have to agree. We actually, I don't think we're reading this email today, but we got a great email from someone who was like, thanks for reading my email. I didn't take any of your advice.
My God. Yes, we should read, we have to read that email. It was the best
It was so
email.
Great. And it's just like, yeah, you don't have to take our advice. I have very strong opinions about things that I think some people do not agree with, and that's okay. I'm just putting my opinions out there because I have a platform. So,
amen. Do nothing we recommend if that helps you. Do the
I
opposite,
mean,
like this other listener did.
Do what feels right for you. But that's just how I feel about the situation. All right, let's take another break, Kate. Because I guess I have strong feelings about that.
I mean, that comes as no surprise.
What? How dare you?
All right, we'll be right back.
Okay.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home.
It
I have
is
some
beautiful.
Gorgeous planters and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs,
oh.
including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Okay, well, here is a lovely email we received. Hi, Kat and Dora. I have been a devoted listener since at least 2019. You two got me through many long days of quarantine, new widowhood, retirement, moving, and walking my two dogs, standard golden doodle, even though I'm not in LA, smiley face, and a 12-pound doxy. I have been 35 for 30 years, really almost forever 35. I need your help. My calendar has become busy with 5 weddings between now and next August, and I have no idea how to do makeup for these special occasions. I'll add that one of the weddings is that of my son in December. Do makeup counters even do makeovers any longer? I need something simple that will work for this youngish feeling senior citizen. I haven't worn anything on my face except sunscreen, pencil eyeliner, and mascara for so long, I wouldn't know where to start.
I love this email.
I love it. I love the Golden Doodle Los Angeles joke. I love having to do math to figure out your age. I love it all. I love that your son is getting married. That made me emotional. I mean, oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Now, do makeup counters even do makeovers anymore? I think they do pre-pandemic. I have no idea. And also, this is would be regionally based because here in Los Angeles, we're required to wear masks in businesses. So like, I don't know how, like we would have, they would just do the makeover around the mask. We just have a big circle on our mouths. I would wonder if you would feel comfortable and you have it in your budget for your son's wedding. I would wonder if you would want to splurge on like a makeup artist for yourself.
I was going to suggest that.
Or if the person that your son is marrying, or even your son, I don't know, whoever, if they are hiring a makeup artist, could you get in on that? Because that feels like an extra special day. And like as the mother of one of the people getting married, you might like, I think that's when you go all out. Like you're going to be corsaged. You're going to be like, you're going to be one of the stars of the show. Let's not think that it's just your son and their spouse. You're the other star. You got to find the spotlight at this wedding.
That's a great idea. I was also going to recommend Hot and Flashy's makeup tutorials. She is a beauty blogger who is, I believe she's over 50. Yeah. She's almost 60, and she does a lot of makeup tutorials, and she has ones that are like eyeliner tutorial for mature eyes. So like, it's really geared towards, people who, you know, are not 25. And I think that's a good way to just like learn a few tricks. I love Kate's suggestion of either hiring a makeup artist or, you know, going along with the makeup artist for your son's wedding. But you know, I think you could also go to a Sephora or an Ulta and ask for advice. And the nice thing about going to one of those stores is like, you won't get locked into one brand.
Yeah.
You know, they'll show you stuff from different brands. And I think I have always found them to be very helpful. When you
go to them with like a specific need. So I would try that.
I actually wrote about my 5-minute makeup routine for, and specifically geared it towards women over 40 for our InStyle column, The New Age. So I will link to that because I recommend a ton of products, and I'll talk more about that on an upcoming episode, I'm sure, because I have kind of mastered an easy makeup routine that I think still can leave you looking put together.
Yes, I love this.
I did also want to mention one of my favorite beauty TikTokers who's also on Instagram, who is for the over 40 set, and that is Sonia Valencia.
Oh, yeah.
I have learned a lot from her videos. Like, it's changed how I do my makeup.
Love this. Yeah. All right. Okay. I think we've given this listener a bunch of great suggestions.
I think we did our job here.
We did.
Okay. Here is a very brief text. Hi, K and D. What if we put this whole semi-weekly, bi-weekly thing to rest? Let's just say twice weekly or every second week or twice monthly. Love, Catherine in Canada.
Catherine. Oh my gosh. Catherine is like, enough already.
Catherine is sick of it. And I don't blame you, Catherine. We are sick of ourselves.
Oh my gosh.
But yes. Now, twice monthly, I think, is actually the best. Because that is what our newsletter kind of is.
Yeah. No, I mean, so, not kind of. It is twice it monthly.
It is. Except like when there's an occasion, like when there's like a extra week and it gets all messed up. But basically, no, it's twice monthly. No, but then
it's always twice monthly.
Okay, so then Catherine's right.
Yeah.
Twice monthly it is.
Yeah, twice monthly it is.
Leave it to a Canadian to solve our problems. They're always just the wisest.
Thank you to our friends to the north. You're the best.
We owe you so much. We really do. Okay, why don't you take this last one, Dory? Then we'll wrap it up here.
Right. I love a Dory Pumpkin Patch rant. The original Pumpkin Patch rant from last year lives rent-free in my mind. The naptime disruption, the performative fall cheer, the California heat in October, all of it. Pumpkin patches are indeed overrated. Listener, thank you for this note. I truly appreciate it. Excellent Adventure listeners already know this, but we made the grave error of going to a pumpkin patch this past weekend.
You didn't heed your own advice.
I did not. I was lured in because a friend texted that she and her child and husband were going and like, did we want to join them? And as I said on Excellent Adventure, you know, there was a part of me that was like, you know, maybe sometimes I'm just like too dismissive of things that I like haven't actually experienced. I was like, maybe I'm wrong about pumpkin patches. I should be more open-minded. Maybe this will be a fun family activity. So I bought tickets because you had to buy tickets to this pumpkin patch. And we head over and it was everything I had been dreading, to be perfectly honest. It was hot AF. There was very little shade. There was like one speck of shade. It was $15 per person to get in. At least Henry was free, but like it was expensive. And then once you got in, you were supposed to like buy tickets to go in like a germ-filled bounce house. I mean, like, it was just like, what is happening? The pumpkins were so expensive. It was crowded. It was filled with dressed up parents and children who were also dressed up, and the parents like trying to cajole the children into taking a picture. And most of the kids were like crying. Like, I heard one mom go, "This is terrible." And I was like, yes. And then Matt was like, next year we're just gonna go apple picking. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, don't even do that. Just stay home.
And you know, it just made me think about this, the weird like fetishization of pumpkin patches and fall in California, which as someone who grew up in the Northeast, I still like, I understand fall is wonderful, but like the way it is performed here in Los Angeles is so fucking weird that like I just cannot get over it.
I truly can't
get over it. So anyway, thank you, listener. I will never return to a pumpkin patch. You have my word on that. But I have to come clean and admit that I did go to one.
What a timely text to receive from a listener.
Truly. I did. I chuckled when Kate sent this to me.
I texted it to Dory, and Dory was like, well, wait till this listener hears that I went to a pumpkin patch this weekend.
But like, how funny would it have been if I was like, it was amazing.
I changed my tune. I love performative seasons. Now I am performing fall in a very chunky, heavy knit gray sweater right now, jeans and boots. And I keep walking outside and it's like 73 degrees. Like, it's not seasonal.
That sounds nice.
I mentally am there, but like weather-wise, we're not there. Anyway, listen, the woes of living in a warm climate.
Yeah. I mean, c'est la vie.
Yeah. All right. We chose to live here, so.
We did. We really did.
Well, listen, we all love you so much. Thanks
for
calling.
We really do.
Thanks for calling. What am I doing? A talk show? Thanks for calling.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's like my real Delilah moment today.
Well, this was a pleasure.
Seriously. Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.